It's your daily dose with Bob and Nick. I'm Bob, and you're you, and we're glad you're here. You know what unites us all as human beings? We all lie. It doesn't feel good to admit it, but we do. Nick feels like lying is a life skill that can and maybe should be taught to our kids. Listen in as we discuss how we deal with our kids' lies with our good friend Kelly Joy Ladd. We have three rather unique situations here. Check them out.
I can be very convincing.
That's probably both a superhero power and something very dangerous for the world.
Is that something you felt you had to teach to your children? Be better liars? I feel like I have to. Mine are terrible at it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, they're terrible at lying.
If mine are bad at it, then I'm really bad at detecting it. Because I perceive them both to be really pretty honest people. And yet I know teenagers, all right? You have an active teenager in process. You have an active teenager in process. It's like, teenagers lie. Because we lied as teenagers. It's what we do. But when? Do you know?
Well, also don't always want to be honest with our parents. So sometimes we practice lying, right? We're pushing the boundaries. Oh. We're trying to figure it out. Am I the only one who did this?
No, I push the boundaries, but I also can tell when my son lies. He gives away on his face, his chin. I can always tell the way his chin works.
When I'm like, tell. Oh, you probably should have said that in the air.
No,
in case
I
he
tell
listens.
Him all the time.
Okay. Yeah. So you're instructing him that he should be better.
That's exactly what you were talking about.
I guess I am.
Look, I mean, you're going to have to do that every once in a while. You're going to be in a job and you have to tell your boss that that's a great idea and you really want to work on
it's like
it.
The lion is teaching our cubs to kill. It's not pretty, but it has to be done for survival sometimes, right? And so when the cubs are playing around, they're practicing play killing, right? Each other in a fun way. And that's what lying is, basically.
It's play killing.
Yeah, pretty much, kind of.
Okay.
Well, that's what make-believe is, too. Like, you're playing and you're lying that you're being somebody else. So it's kind of like the play killing.
Improv.
Yep. There you go. Killing. Acting,
it,
improv.
It is making stuff up, which there's a difference between making stuff up and lying. Because when you go into an improv theater, you know that we're making stuff up, right? So why don't we just set the tone with our teenagers that it's just like, okay, in this environment, I know you're going to be making stuff up. Okay, so we're not going to call it lies. We're just going to say, you're making stuff up. We'll call it improv at home. Home prov, okay? I don't know. I feel like this is a solution to a lot of parental and child challenges. If we can just open things up and say yes to the fact that teenagers and kids in general are going to lie.
Yeah.
You know, that's.
And they need to get better at it.
Exactly. Yep. My brother John has a son, Johnny, who, when he was really little, he could be caught doing something red-handed. Like, he was caught stealing a Halloween candy out of a bag and eating it. My brother John saw him do it. And John said, Johnny, I'm going to give you a chance here now. What happened to the Halloween candy? And Johnny said, yeah, Ruby took it. And John said, okay, Johnny, I saw you take that candy. I saw you take that candy. What do you have to say for yourself? And he goes, yeah, Ruby took it. Would not give in no matter what. Now, that's an extreme. That's a, that's going to create a problem later in life probably. But I just feel like that's, if you so hold on to your guns, I think at some point, you got to go, all right, you know something?
I've been caught in the lie.
My mother used to say, don't you lie to me because I'll know if you're lying to me. But she would never give me a tell. She would never tell me what she saw. And the thing is, I don't know that she saw anything except for me quivering because I was afraid that she was right, that she knew. And you know, that makes you act different when you're lying to someone you think might be able to see through it. I'm glad we had this conversation.
I'm glad, yes. Lying. Yeah,
lying.
It's what's for dinner.
Hey, who has gotten through life without lying? That's one of the uniting slides on my Let Your Light Shine.
Oh, yeah.
Is I lie. And 70% of the audience puts up their lights and admits it, right? But the next slide says, put your lights up.
Yep.
Because we all lie, you know, ultimately.
Some lies are good lies.
Like what?
Like,
boy, your hair looks good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, yeah, it looks.
Somebody's
I love
having
it.
A bad day, and you say something that you know is not necessarily the truth, and you're like, oh, everything's gonna be okay.
Okay. You know something? I have mixed feelings about that. And part of me says, yes, hope is hope is hope, right? So even if it's false hope, you're giving somebody...
Or Bob hope.
You're giving somebody a little bit of something, right? Whether it's a chuckle or actual hope, right? And how is that wrong? It's like you assuming the best before the worst happens.
Exactly.
At least you had a second of joy in that process. Yeah.
Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. I had two main takeaways from this episode. First, lying is a broad spectrum of nuance and motive. Second, what about a summer camp for kids to teach them how to lie better? What could go wrong? I'd like to thank Kelly Joy Ladd for joining us this week on the pod. We'll have more episodes with her next week. In the meantime, check her out on Instagram at artist.kellyjoyladd, and that's Ladd with two D's, and at Artists on Couches. Have a great day.